It's the first Monday of a brand new month. Washington Mayor Joe Wellman is with us, and granddaughter Caitlin is in watching us too today. Hi, Caitlin. How are you, Mayor?
Good. How are you, Dwayne?
Fantastic. And it's a brand new month and a busy month here in April.
Oh, my Lord. Yes, a very busy month. But before we get into things coming up, I just want to mention a couple of things. Saturday was a big day in town. Saturday morning, I was glad to welcome a bunch of people from around the state for the Indiana State Senior Bowling Tournament out here, being a sponsor or being hosted at Kingpin. And that's quite an honor to get that here. So, and I know you love to bowl, so.
Absolutely.
And it was great.
You're right. That is an honor. And that says a lot about our bowling alley that they selected the Kingpin. Jimmy and the crew out there are doing a great job. They really are.
Yeah. And they had me roll out the first ball. I didn't do very well in the first ball, but I did spare the. Did spare the second ball, so that was good. Hey, and we also Saturday night honored the Rotary Club, the local Washington Rotary Club. In May is their 100th anniversary of their charter, and boy, that was fun. And you were there. Thanks for emceeing it. And that was a great turnout. That was a wonderful event. Thanks to all the committee that put that together. Certainly honored to have been part of that celebration. And then we have several things coming up. Of course, April 15th is the Taste of Davis County, and I believe you said you've got Tom coming to talk from the Y about that event, so I won't say a whole lot about it, but if you don't have your tickets, that is always a wonderful event.
Yes.
Great way to eat too much.
And then work it off at the Y.
That's right. You can go to the Y and work it back off. German American's annual clean sweep is coming up. Community clean sweep is coming up this Saturday, and that's always a kickoff to our annual Team Up to Clean Up, which is a great event that we have a lot of teams going around every Saturday or one Saturday a month picking up litter and trash. And unfortunately, we have to do that. But boy, I am really pleased that we have such a turnout every year to do that.
Man, did you see how much they got along I-69? The crews?
Yes. The bags were sitting everywhere, weren't they?
That was depressing, actually. It really was that you find that much.
I'm glad they did that. But yes, it's very depressing. I don't know what we're going to have to do in our society to get people to not throw litter out of their car windows again. But man, you see it everywhere, and it's just unfortunate, and we can all reminisce about what our dads would have done had we done that when we were kids, but we just need to get people to quit littering. It's just unbelievable. Let's see. We have several other things. The Eastside Park on Thursday, April 18th at 5:30, we'll be having our Easter egg hunt, and we have four age groups. Don't hold me to that because I forgot to look that up before we came out here this morning, but Easter egg hunt is always a lot of kids out there, and the crew at the Parks Department does a wonderful job, and we want to thank them for that. April 20th is Little League opening day at the sports complex, and that's at, I believe, at 10 a.m. That is always a great thing, and it is just so great to see all the kids involved with Little League every year, especially when they're all out there on the field.
What a way to come down and see the improvements that have been made, too.
Yes.
I mean, hats off to the board members the past several years. They've done a great job of revitalizing the entire Little League portion of the complex out there, and it looks great.
Yes, it does. And if you haven't been out there, if somebody hasn't been out there, I know it's awful easy if you don't have children or grandchildren playing to not go out there, but just go out there Saturday morning just to see how many kids are out there. So hopefully the weather will be good. And I don't know how many teams we have this year in the Little League, but it's just neat when they introduce each one of them and all the kids run out on the field and they line up. It's so nice. It's just great. And I believe yours truly will be throwing out one of the first pitches, so I always enjoy doing that.
You don't get a chance to spare on that. Just one shot.
Just one pitch. That's all you get. So, yes. Let's see. What else we got going on? KSC Treasure Hunt resumes April 27th. Please know that this year their drawings are going to be at 6 p.m. instead of 7 p.m. And then I want to encourage everybody, April 23rd, we have we're going to have a mayoral debate. It is being sponsored by the Washington Times Herald. It's at the Washington High School Auditorium, 7 p.m. I think everyone ought to come out and learn from whoever their favorite candidate is, or if you don't have one, to learn about the candidates and what the issues are that they feel are important. We have four people running for mayor this fall. And of course, the primary is coming up in 4 weeks from
yesterday. Yeah.
Yes, a month from yesterday.
It's creeping up on us quick, isn't it?
Yes, I would encourage everyone to come out. There'd be plenty of room at the auditorium. And of course, community concerts. And I know you've been talking about that. And we're always glad to be promoting that, because that is a wonderful, very economical thing for people to get some first class entertainment.
We got a new website, WashingtonCommunityConcerts.com. You can see all the upcoming shows. We've even got a couple already booked for the 2020 season. So things going great with the series. And then Earth Day is that last Saturday in April, too, I believe.
Yes,
Mayor.
That's right. Yes. I missed that one. But we'll talking, we do have that.
We'll be talking more about that with Samantha. Sam, Angela.
Sam Quast.
I always call her Angela, Sam.
Sam Quast.
Just don't call her late for dinner, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
She heads up our Washington Household Hazardous Waste department, and that's who you would call if you would like to start a neighborhood team for the team up cleanup, too. So, yes.
We got a lot going on in April.
Sure do.
Mayor Wellman, our guest, thank you so much, Mayor. Always appreciate the visit. Caitlin, I hope you learned a lot today. Good luck at school. Mayor, have a great
week. Thanks, Dwayne. See you later.
You got it.